This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One can't be precise about when that $1.2 trillion in infrastructure spending is actually going to start being spent. But we can tell you that the Department of Labor is already working on its part of the problem. Updates to prevailing wage regulations, the rules that make these kinds of federally funded construction jobs the good jobs that President Biden has been promising. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
It was a 1931 law called the Davis-Bacon Act that set a prevailing wage for federally funded construction projects.
It is really designed to make sure that federal purchasing power doesn't undercut local wages.
Jessica Luman is with the Labor Department's Wage and Hour Division.
We do surveys of carpenters, electricians, plumbers, and we use that to set wage determinations in each local community.
So if the government is, say, building a highway in Los Angeles, workers must be paid a minimum wage for each specific type of work in that county. Contractors can't improve their bids by, say, bringing in cheaper labor from a neighboring county or state. It's particularly important because of the nature of the industry, says Esmeralda Aguilar with North America's Building Trades Unions.
Construction workers do not work, 9 to 5, 40-hour work weeks. And so it's important that they have stability in wages.
But some construction firms warn of delays because the infrastructure bill could fund types of work that require new surveys to determine wages. Ben Brubeck is with the Associated Builders and Contractors.
It serves as a barrier, I guess, to getting some of this infrastructure money out the door and projects built quickly.
Bigger delays could come from an estimated shortfall of 430,000 workers in construction, which might push up wages even more. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.